What are you people, on dope?
Well, hi, and welcome to this episode of Infotainment. Welcome to all the thrills, chills, and spills. All the fun, festivities, and frivolity that my regular listeners have come to love. This is the Last Stop Podcast Shop, and if you found it, lucky you. I'd like to welcome all my 5 to 8 listeners. But let's get started. I do have some funny church signs. Let's pop that up. That was presented by George Takei, not Takei, as he has stated. This first one is from the First Baptist Church in America. And it says, Jesus had 2 dads and turned out fine. And not to offend anybody, but... Oh, we have a little music with that, don't we? And this other sign from the Holy Trinity Catholic Church. Too hot to keep changing sign. And that one went away. I gotta go back. Doing this off the video here. Too hot to keep changing sign. Sin bad, Jesus good. Details inside. And that was from the Holy Trinity Roman Catholic Church. And a gay Christian is not an oxymoron. A hateful Christian most certainly is. Catch up with Jesus. Let us praise and relish him. Because he loves me from my head to my toes. And they got the Heinz 57 logo. Let's see what we got coming up next here. Glacial Road Baptist Church. Whoever stole our AC units, keep one. It is hot where you're going. Central Baptist Church, forgive your enemies. It messes with your heads. This is from a liberal church, University Baptist. Jesus was an undocumented refugee from Watauga Memorial Congregational Church, where Ron Gardner is the pastor, lives so fully that Westboro Baptist Church will picket your funeral. From the Church of the Valley, don't make me come down there, signed by God. My mom used to get so mad when my oldest half-brother would use the phrase, the man upstairs. St. Luke's Anglican Church, solar energy used here. S-O-U-L-E-R. And there's a picture of a guy kind of holding his hand in front of his face and squinting, you know, like he's embarrassed by that sign. From the First Church of the Nazarene, crack the Bible, get high on Jesus. Another church sign, they don't say which church this is. God makes me the person my dog already thinks I am. Central Baptist Church. Jesus asks, are you salty? That one I don't really, Jesus asks, are you salty? Maybe someone could explain that reference. Let's see what we got coming up here. From the Slackland Baptist Church. Our church is like fudge, sweet with a few nuts. From the Hillcrest Baptist Church. There are some questions that can't be answered by Google. I thought Google was all-knowing, all-seeing. And they sent out those Google vehicles to map everybody's house and street and where you live, Google Earth. We looked up our brother's house in Vegas and got a shot of his house and his vehicle in front of it. I don't know why some people don't sue for invasion of privacy. I think some have. But that's the way it is these days. Google and Facebook want to know everything about you from your pictures. Try to delete a picture from Facebook. And I don't believe it is possible. At least I haven't found it. Or I think they claim that any pictures are the property of Facebook. So eventually we will have them running their... But if they ever come up with a driverless car that wouldn't scare the wits out of anybody trying to drive it, that'd be cool. I'm still waiting on the car you can fly. The best thing about that is if they would develop one that you can raise and lower like a helicopter instead of having to land at the airport. So let's move on from the Hillcrest Baptist Church. We have the Oh, they marked out part of their sign. I don't know what's going on there. The Creek Baptist Church. Having trouble sleeping? Try one of our sermons. And they marked out the pastor's name, too. Some disgruntled parishioner there, I believe. Well, that was it for that. I have to thank George Takei, who calls himself the self-proclaimed ambassador to the internet. And he shows up a lot on Facebook and Twitter. But what else does a 80-some-year-old man have to do? But we shall move on to another topic.
Now I'm going to be a little bit of a Grinch. Doing nothing on Christmas Day. We did all our family stuff earlier in the month. So I am doing nothing. Christmas has been canceled this year. Well, sorry, kids. Santa's sleigh and all his reindeer got caught up in one of those wind generators and one of those blades. Even chopped off Rudolph's red nose. And so Christmas has been canceled. And you can all go back to work. That's what I think. One of these days, Christmas will be an all-month affair where everyone takes off work for the whole month. Nobody realizes that some people need to still get stuff done during these times, like banks and post offices and all these other places that close up. Would make a fortune if they stay open on Christmas Day. Some of them, anyway. That's the way that works. So, Christmas has been canceled. So if you got a lump of coal in your stocking, or it was from your parents, Santa doesn't really exist. For any kids out there. So have your eggnog and peppermint schnapps. Heavy on the peppermint schnapps. And sleep this Christmas away. I don't know what made me give up. Do that last story about Christmas. But maybe I should give up drinking the wild turkey. Well, maybe not today. But next we're going to take a little left turn and do something that every late night talk show host that I've ever heard has done before. But hopefully these newspaper headlines, what newspapers that are left and functioning. Our newspaper here has gone down to 2 days a week. And long since past their glory days. But we got funny newspaper headlines, this first one says a guardsman who is openly gay was drilled with unit. A George Takei approved headline. The next one, I can't tell where these newspapers are from. Actually, it's kind of small print there. But this scientist blames germs for illnesses. And what do we got here in the Wall Street Journal? Oh, wow. Colleague's finger billionaire. Well, which finger was it? And let's see. Federal agents raid gun shop and they find weapons. Well, I hope so. Not assault weapons, hopefully, in the future. But let's see what our next newspaper headline. It's the Independent newspaper that's just somewhere. I don't know where. City has some disagreement to agreement they never agreed to. What? Oh, man. And here we have a newly married couple. And Kimberly M. Dick became the bride of William R. Bender. The Dick Bender couple. Oh, this was in St. Paul Catholic Church in North Canton. I don't suppose they mean... well, that's none of that. But let's see what the next one says. This is a mugshot of a man who doesn't look very happy from Fox 5 News somewhere. And police found a crack in man's buttocks. Yeah, let's see. This next one's great. This condom truck tips and spills its load. What paper was that from? What editor approved that headline? The next one we have is for colonoscopy, location matters. I wouldn't use a catheter. Well, next headline we have, caskets found as workers demolish mausoleum. Well, I would think. They said, in the next line, we had no idea anyone was buried there. Oh. Next we have, about clowns. All clowns are evil. according to Stephen King. But Sally Bangs the Clowns. Family entertainment. Something for all ages. Well, hopefully that goes well for Sally. Doesn't get any makeup on her. From the clown. Let's see. Volunteers search for old Civil War planes. There's a thinking one for you. And then next up, this is by Hugo Martin, Times staff writer. I don't know. Some of them have control over writing the headline, and I think some of them it's the editor or whatever. But chick accuses some of her male colleagues of sexism. Councilwoman suggests gender sensitivity training be required. And next, looks like we have a sports story. The Royals to get a taste of Angel's colon. where is this one from? I can't know. Looks like Utah County Journal. Cash is the key to ending financial woes. Well, I'd agree with that wholeheartedly. And then the next up we have the Jewish Federation. They were honoring Bacon. in the police log, in some paper, it does not show where, police arrest everyone on February 22nd. Must have been a big day at the police station there. The Indianapolis Star once had a headline on the front page. They show it in the newspaper box. It says, "I ain't kill them kids." let's see. Next headline. Driver bribes cop with sweet potato. some of these just, I don't know how they got by and they got printed, but police say drunk man calls 911 from backseat of patrol car. That's pretty good. And where's this next headline? Is Southwestern Standard. Somewhere it looks like in Tennessee, but Nearly $1 available to encourage organic farming. Well, I hope they can spread that $1 far. Next up for the newspaper headlines by Jay Cronley. One-armed man applauds the kindness of strangers. Well, that would be fun to see. Springfield police charge one-armed man with unarmed robbery. Puerto Rican teen named Mistress of the Universe. And the next one we can all relate to. When haven't we eaten at a McDonald's before? But Ronald McDonald was arrested on drug charges. He was upset about being dropped as the McDonald's, the face of McDonald's. When's the last time you've seen a McDonald's commercial with Ronald McDonald in it? It's been a long time. Here next we have the local child wins gun from fundraiser. Wow, he's like sitting there on the ground with this big rifle in his hand. But let's see, yeah. Stetson Graves' 19-month-old son of Charlie and Kim Graves, Tompkinsville, was the winner of the 17-caliber Marlin rifle that was given away on December 13th by the Tri-County Moose Service Center, number 2643. The sponsor said they would like to express appreciation to all who supported this fundraiser in any way. And, well, hopefully he will get some gun rifle training soon. At a 19-month-old kid, he's sitting there with his rifle, looking like he, what am I supposed to use this for? Next we have Mississippi's literacy program shows improvement. And Mississippi's is a little punctuation deal there. Let's see. Bowie County Citizens Tribune and DeKalb News, a hooker named Layperson of the Year. Well, hey, no. Let's see. Man accused of killing lawyer receives a new attorney. His new attorney's wearing a bulletproof vest and armed with a gun. So, man tries armed robbery with knife and gun store. Well, that's a losing proposition right there. Oh boy, this might be a local. No, I don't think so. Local, I think it's a local story, but probably not. Let's see. Lady jacks off to hot start in conference. How do they not see this stuff? And they let it get through to print. Let's see. Next we have cops see through crack in men's hemorrhoid tail. In man's hemorrhoid tail. Let's see. Oh, here we have two guys pictured, and they're OBGYNs, MDs, and the headline reads, "Why can't we get pregnant?" Well, it's changing too. But let's see. Next, we have On the latest world news, Skywalkers in Korea cross Han Solo. And next is from the Samson Independent. I can't read the name. It's a little blurry there, but it's in North Carolina. Bonnie blows Clinton. power being restored as city cleans up following hurricane. And this one, I don't see where it's from, but psychics predict world didn't end yesterday. Well, that's I never thought. You believe in fortune cookies or card readers for your life, and I don't buy that stuff. But at the Renaissance Festival, I think you can go to some of those tents and pay an exorbitant price and get your future read. Let's see. Oh, the next one is a sports story. A-Rod goes deep. Wang hurt. Oh, boy. Another one's a real small one here. As they got pictures of these newspapers. Some are smaller and some are bigger. Let's see, FEMA probe reveals rain caused floods. Yeah. Who would imagine that rain would cause floods? Next, another sports story. Tiger Woods plays with his own balls, Nike says. Yeah, I think... some of that stuff's gotten him in trouble in the past. Let's see. Don't see where this is from. But Oglethorpe schools change policy. Threat disrupt plans to meet about the threats. This one's a... I'm going to be a classic, but sex offenders pitch tent. Out of prison but homeless, is in the woods their only retreat. Where was this from? Trentonian, wherever that is. On teenagers, adult... I don't understand that one there, but statistics show that teen pregnancy drops off significantly after age 25. Alton attorney accidentally sues himself. That's a good one. And also, we have Hispanics acing Spanish tests. Next, we have police stating that a nude man thought elevator was a shower. Yeah, did he bring soap? Did he drop the soap? Let's see what we have here. Well, this is from, I think it's Greensboro Journal. I think if I can read that correctly, it's a really fine print. But Debbie Dix presented Sexcellence Award. from South Haven, wherever that is. City unsure why the sewer smells. Well, who can give them an answer for that? Next, we have homeschool students suspended. Yeah, how do you deal with people that homeschool? How do you deal with a bratty kid not wanting to do his homework assigned by his parents? Now, I had not heard this was a cure to beat a breathalyzer, but it says man eats underwear to beat breathalyzer. Let's see. One time I did have like a mint or something in my mouth, and I was stopped, and they told me to blow into this tube, and I sort of tried not to blow, but I acted like I was blowing. And I got, oh, you got to do it again. So I like stuck the mint right up in front of the tube and blew. I didn't get arrested for that. So, and well, that was Stettler. Eats his own underwear to beat breathalyzer. Did he have any salt and pepper along or something? Let's see. Student excited dad got head job. And let's see. That's the whole deal on that. We went through them all. Hope you enjoyed them. A lot of them were pretty good. But that was sent by my brother to a Gmail address I couldn't find for a long time. For different reasons, but that's another kettle of fish I'll open up sometime. But we will now move on to something a little different. A suspicious fruitcake package caused a bomb scare in Seattle. Well, don't all fruitcakes look a little suspicious? They certainly taste suspicious to me. On Tuesday morning, as many Seattleites were presumably returning home after the Christmas holiday, a suspicious-looking package at a local ferry dock prompted the halt of incoming boats and the evacuation of the entire terminal, Q13 Fox News reports. At around 10 a.m., someone at Seattle's Coleman Dock noticed that there was a present under the decorative tree located in the lobby where passengers wait to board the ferries. Apparently, the sight was unusual enough, even one day after Christmas, that state troopers were alerted and the Seattle bomb squad was called in. The suspicious package was a wrapped present located underneath a Christmas tree in the terminal's lobby, Trooper Kevin Fortino said in a statement. The Christmas tree itself was a decoration, and there had not been any presents located under the tree during its time displayed. Furthermore, there was no address label on the box itself, which was concerning for responding emergency personnel. The gift prompted the troopers to evacuate the entire terminal and stop all incoming ferries from docking. Out of an abundance of caution, according to State Patrol's statement, upon further inspection, the K-9 team and bomb squad discovered that the wrapped present from an unknown Secret Santa was not an explosive device, but rather the most reviled holiday confection known to mankind, a fruitcake. According to Q13 Fox News, getting her done for Seattle. The terminal was open for about 40 minutes later after the package was deemed safe. Fortino says it's not clear why the fruitcake was left at the ferry terminal unaddressed, but due to the treat's taste, general unappetizing appearance, an ability to outlive most humans, it doesn't come to as much of a surprise why someone might want to get rid of it. Still, it's not the most disgusting holiday bomb scare to happen this week. Yeah, those canine units probably tried some of it, and out of disgust, they probably bit the cop sniffing out that package. On another note, my Victoria's Secret Santa hasn't arrived yet. I'm still waiting on that for this year. And you can check her angel wings at the door or something. But, well, I don't know what made me do that story, but I guess I picked the wrong week to stop sniffing Gorilla Glue. So, enjoy that for your holiday season story. My next topic of conversation is kind of near and dear to my heart because it has happened to me. I hope it doesn't happen to you. But I'm going to say this to all the scammers of the world. Whether you do it by internet, letter, mail, phone, however you try to scam people out of their money, I hope you crash and burn and fucking die. I've been on with the last couple months. I could have been spent doing a lot of other different creative things. Have been kind of horrible, to say the least. When you think your Facebook has been hijacked and all this stuff, and you're wondering if your bank accounts have been stripped and all this stuff. Yeah, just if that's all you can contribute to society, I hope you crash and burn and fucking die. Just these people that prey on elderly people out of their money too, line them up in front of a firing squad. Well, my incident was with internet security firm, and luckily I was in the market for upgrading from Windows 7 to Windows 10, and I was told this internet security firm, which I thought was going to help me clear up my problems, was only after my credit card number, and luckily the credit card was good about it. So it's been a rough couple of months, and then finding out that you've consumed a little too much sugar, and now I'm on insulin once a day, which is entirely my fault, and some people that I previously, at my previous place of employment, would say they could see that coming. And I didn't see it myself, or didn't want to see it. So, yeah, I know my mother, may she rest in peace, she was almost scammed too by somebody. Luckily, she couldn't understand his Indian accent, dots, not feathers. And I told her, I got on the phone and I said, this is a scam, just hang up. And boy, did they get mad, and they tried calling back three or four times. And it's just a sad world, you know. People who are connected by bank and they get the credit and all this stuff over the internet. And you gotta think about that. Maybe doing things the old way wasn't so bad. When you're thinking, you know, that somebody's out there who cracks banking codes and your money's stripped away from there, or your credit card, or you're looking at your credit score and all this shit. It just kind of sickens me. And then all those billionaires out, and that one guy that soaked a lot of people out of millions, who's now in prison, or maybe died in prison. Hopefully he did. I forget his name, but this has been a few years back. There's got to be maybe some regulation on or crackdown on these internet security scammers. Hopefully they'll be dealt with severely. Like I said, crash and burn and fucking die. Looks like I picked up the wrong week to give up Benson and Hedges cigarettes. I don't know what made me do that story anyway. But, yeah, so that's my adult language for this episode. So it may not be safe for a work environment, at least that much of it, or that story anyway. It just angers me so much. And then my Facebook, it's all in app, my Facebook app on my phone. I was told, well, it got intermixed with this other guy, Sergio Ramirez. And somebody said, well, sign out and sign in again and blah, blah, blah. And it's all in Spanish. And, you know, I got so angry about that. I did something I regret now. And I don't know if anybody saw it. It looked like kind of a dead account, but here I get Spanish messages over my texting deal. My messages there, and our accounts are intermixed, and so I disabled Facebook and my phone. And one scenario, this Sergio Ramirez is a Mexican pop star, and another scenario, Sergio Ramirez Perez is a Mexican race car driver. And I don't know how in the hell that Facebook mixed us two together, where I got some of his info, and I'm sure he saw some of my info. But I wrote on his public bio that he was a male prostitute and into bondage and discipline. But, you know, it's like that movie, You've Got Mail. You know, once you think of what you want to say, when somebody shocks you with something, you don't know what to say at the time, and then you come back to them, and then you know how to slam them with words or whatever, that you feel bad about it later on. It's kind of true, but I don't feel that bad about what I said about scammers. So that will end that topic. So my final thought on this episode, for you PC people, do not let anybody you know or anybody you don't know, internet company that is not local or a Microsoft or Apple certified, people who work on PCs. If you have to call Avast, AVG, Norton, what's the other name, McAfee, just do it locally or make sure you get the right number. Do not call the aid of the gurus. And they attach themselves to Google listings of these people. It just causes you a world of hurt in your pocketbook and otherwise. So that's my final thought. Just basically for PC owners, just deal with somebody locally that's been in business for a few years before you let anybody try to fix something through remote access to your computer or smartphone. That's going to be it for this podcast, this episode of Infotainment. I'd like to thank all the people who listen by laptop, desktop, MP3 player, iPad, iPod, iPhone. We will talk to you next time. You can listen to this podcast at infotainmentpodcast.com. It's on iTunes under Infotainment in the comedy section of podcasts. And I did, in my last most recent episode of Infotainment, mention my Patreon page. Do not go there. Nothing works. I'm thinking of just disbanding that and closing my account with them, or closing down my webpage. I do not have a big enough following to make that a profitable endeavor yet. But that will end it, and hope you have a good and prosperous new year. Happy New Year's, everybody. It's coming up quick. And drive safely. Use a designated driver if you have to. Thanks for listening, everybody. Bye-bye, folks.